Overall, Pacific County has had 457 reported COVID infections, with three-quarters of the cases coming since November 1st. The two-week rate of infection peaked, at least for now, on Thanksgiving, but at a very high level, about twice the rate of Washington State as a whole, and it has been going down. County Health Director Katie Lindstrom says about a third of the cases are related to fish processing, with the majority in Raymond and South Bend.
There are cases in probably all of the canneries within the county. Pacific Seafood, South Bend Food Products, Goose Point, Oyster Company, Coast Seafood, Mariculture. Looks like we have some at Taylor Shellfish, Rock Point Oysters.
Lindstrom says all of the canneries have been following safety plans for the most part, although one inspection showed a company providing transport between facilities with no masks being used.
A lot of the people who work in the canneries are also socializing and gathering together outside of work. And so it's very hard to tell if they got it at the party or the gathering outside of work or if they actually got it from work. My guess is that there's some of both happening.
There have been lots of individual cases at lots of different workplaces.
There's been some cases with the county. There's been cases in banks, in restaurants, in marijuana plants. Schools have also, we've had quite a few cases in different schools. When people aren't following the 6-foot distancing and the mask wearing, that's when we're seeing a lot of transmission.
Lindstrom says the virus hit students and school staff, but was probably not transmitted in schools. Also, there have been gatherings of friends and families without masks or distancing. Lindstrom is sure that when the guidelines are followed, the virus stops with the infected person. Three people have died from COVID in Pacific County and 16 hospitalized, half in recent weeks. For KMUN Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.